Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here with us today because we have
a literal mountain of material to get through.
We really do. But don't worry, whether you are trying to speed up your daily workflow, looking to buy a new device, or you just want to understand where the tech world is heading, you are in the right place.
Exactly. We've done the heavy lifting for you.
Let me set the scene here. It's early March 2026, and over the past week, a massive, towering stack of tech industry news has just dropped onto our desks.
And on the surface, these updates look completely unrelated.
Right. I mean, we're talking about a jaw-droppingly cheap Apple laptop. We're looking at a smartphone that physically nods at you like it's listening to your conversation.
Which is still wild to me.
And then on a macro level, there is a global hardware crisis that is causing absolute panic among manufacturers. So my mission today is to look at these six massive tech updates from the past week and uncover the hidden thread connecting them all, give you those aha moments without the information overload.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that unifying theme becomes impossible to ignore. The thread today is AI.
Yeah.
But we need to be clear right off the bat. We are moving way past AI as just a corporate buzzword or some novelty chatbot.
It's not just writing funny poems anymore.
No, not at all. It is actively mutating our software, it's mutating our hardware pricing, and even global supply chains.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the software side of this mutation is just, it's shifting the ground under our feet as we speak. Let's start with Microsoft Excel.
Basically the operating system for global business.
Basically, yeah. So on March 5th, OpenAI releases a free ChatGPT add-in for Excel. You just pull it from the Office store, and boom, there's a chat panel right beside your spreadsheet.
And this isn't just basic text generation.
Not at all. Oh. The time-saving stats in the sources are staggering. Think about building a full five-year financial model. Historically, an analyst has to gather data, set assumptions, link tags, debug everything.
It takes 2 to 3 hours easily.
Right. With this add-in, it takes 5 to 10 minutes.
It's a total paradigm shift.
It is. You just type in natural language, like build a five-year financial model for this company, and it generates the tables, plots the charts, writes the formulas. It even explains the formulas step by step.
Running on that new analytics-optimized GPT 5.4 model.
Exactly. And OpenAI is claiming an error rate of less than 0.1%.
The business strategy here is what's truly fascinating. Consider this, Microsoft is OpenAI's biggest partner, right?
Right, they're heavily invested.
And Microsoft charges $30 a month for Copilot, their own AI tool for enterprise. But here is OpenAI offering this incredibly powerful Excel tool for free to penetrate the enterprise market.
It feels like they're undercutting their own partner.
It's an aggressive bottom-up maneuver. They are bypassing the whole IT procurement process. You don't need a chief information officer to approve a massive budget. You just have individual junior analysts and product managers downloading a free add-in.
Just colonizing the workspace from the inside.
Exactly. And the release notes say Google Sheets support is coming next.
But I want to ask you, the listener, a question. Does this make your work easier or does it make us lazier? And honestly, how much do you trust that 99.9% accuracy when a 0.1% error could cost your company thousands of dollars?
That's the friction point. Corporate data security and hallucination risks are real.
Because if a human makes a mistake, you can trace their logic.
But an AI hallucinates with total confidence. Now, OpenAI does say in their terms that Excel data isn't stored on their servers or used for training.
One data leak or one massive hallucinated calculation that goes public and that trust is gone.
True. Though turning a three-hour task into 10 minutes, most businesses will take that risk.
Yeah, the efficiency is just too tempting. But let's pivot from actual AI software to, well, to the illusion of AI.
The Google Maps update.
Yes. Between March 3rd and 5th, Google quietly updated the classic Maps pin, version 26.09. The old four-color pin, blue, green, yellow, red, is gone. It's been replaced by this smooth, Gemini-inspired gradient.
What's fascinating here is the brand psychology at play.
Because there are zero functional changes, right?
Zero. I read through the developer release notes. The routing algorithms are exactly the same. The app functions no differently than it did last week.
But it feels different.
It's Google's unified visual language strategy. They've matched the icons for search, photos, home, and now maps to that Gemini gradient.
It's a visual cue. When you open the app, your brain subconsciously perceives it as smarter, as more AI-driven, even though the back-end code is untouched.
It's all about public perception. Winning the AI arms race isn't just about server farms. It's about making the consumer feel like they are holding the future in their hands.
And speaking of holding the future and what it costs to hold it, let's shift to hardware extremes. Because the democratization versus ultra-premium divide right now is wild.
The pricing strategies are completely polarized.
March 11th, Apple launches the MacBook Neo, and it is their cheapest laptop ever, $599.
$499 for students.
Which is an incredibly un-Apple price tag. But the engineering is brilliant. They repurposed the 3-nanometer A18 Pro chip from the old iPhone 16 Pro.
That's 6 CPU cores and 6 GPU cores.
Yep. Delivering a 16-hour battery, a 13-inch liquid retina display, pushing 500 nits of brightness.
1 billion colors.
Yeah, and an aluminum unibody. Colors like blush, indigo, silver, citrus. It does not feel cheap.
And the performance.
The Geekbench 6 scores are out. 2,850 on single core and 10,200 multi-core. It's roughly 50% faster than the Intel Core Ultra 5 and 3 times faster for on-device AI.
This is a calculated direct attack on the Chromebook market.
Totally. Chromebooks sit right in that $499 to $699 range.
But Chromebooks are heavily web-dependent. The MacBook Neo runs full macOS.
You can run Final Cut Pro or Logic Pro locally on a $500 machine.
Apple's strategy is to lock students and first-time buyers into their ecosystem early. Once you learn to edit on Final Cut, you aren't leaving macOS.
So they're taking a hit on the hardware margins to guarantee lifelong software revenue.
Exactly. But contrast that democratization with what we saw at the Mobile World Congress.
The Lights phone.
From Xiaomi and Leica. Yes. Retail price. 1,999 euros.
Over 2 grand for a phone.
But for photography purists, the specs are insane. It has a massive 1-inch 50-megapixel main sensor.
Which dwarfs the iPhone 16 Pro Max and the Galaxy S26 Ultra sensors.
Right. Those are sitting around 11.28 or 11.3 inches. The Lights phone catches so much more light natively. Plus, it has a 200-megapixel variable telephoto lens from 75 to 100 millimeters.
And a 50-megapixel ultra-wide. The design is gorgeous, too. Aluminum body, black fiber glass, the iconic Leica red dot.
And the physical Leica camera ring. You physically rotate it for zoom and focus. It's powered by the Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5 to process those massive raw files.
So what stands out to you, the listener? Are you more excited by a $599 entry into the Apple ecosystem or a 2,000 euro phone that essentially replaces a professional camera?
It's the ultimate split in consumer tech right now.
But here's where it gets really interesting. What happens when hardware breaks the mold entirely? Honor unveiled their robot phone at MWC.
The industry's smallest 40OF motorized gimbal inside a phone.
4 degrees of freedom. The 200-megapixel camera can physically rotate 180 degrees. It tracks objects, it stabilizes running footage perfectly, and it can even moonwalk across your desk.
Because of its AI multimodal brain.
Right. It's not just a physical trick. It processes sound, motion, and vision all at the same time.
Honor CEO James Lai called this the first step toward embodied intelligence, AI that moves.
Imagine setting your phone down and asking, "How does my outfit look?" And the phone physically nods its camera up and down to approve.
The practical uses for solo videography or group tracking are clear.
But the durability. I drop my phone once a week. A sensitive micro gimbal seems like a nightmare waiting to break.
Plus, it's expected to cost over $1,500. It's a huge gamble on whether this is the future or just a fragile gimmick.
And all this advanced, localized AI needs power. Which brings us crashing down to earth.
The hardware crisis.
March 7th. Valve announces that the $600 to $800 Steam machine, along with a Steam frame and controller, is delayed.
Likely out to Q2 2027.
And the reason why is terrifying for the tech industry. The AI rampocalypse.
The AI boom is literally devouring global resources.
Companies like OpenAI, Meta, Google, they're building these massive data centers and just vacuuming up the global memory supply.
The stats are brutal. DDR5 16-gigabyte RAM prices shot up 85% in just 6 months.
From $65 to $120.
32-gigabyte RAM is up 88%, and NVMe 512-gigabyte SSDs are up 60%.
It's a harsh reality check. The exact same AI revolution that's giving you smart Excel sheets and 3x faster MacBook processing
is simultaneously making the physical hardware for your next gaming PC incredibly scarce.
It's all connected.
Which is the paradox of this whole week.
Let's summarize this because it's been a ride. Early March 2026, AI is everywhere. It's the brain inside your spreadsheet.
It's the fake visual gradient on your map app.
It's the repurposed iPhone chip making Macs affordable.
The multimodal engine making a phone dance.
And It is the resource-hungry monster delaying the entire gaming industry.
So what does this all mean?
I've been waiting for this.
If AI promises to democratize the world by making high-level software free and entry-level hardware like the MacBook Neo incredibly cheap,
yeah.
What happens when the massive data centers required to run that very AI consume all the global RAM and storage, making future devices too expensive to even build?
Wow.
Can AI truly democratize tech, or is it just shifting the enormous cost somewhere else?
That is something to really mull over. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the rapid changes in your tech ecosystem, and we will catch you next time.